Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, I am so glad that we know the Lord in these times. Oh, this is confusing. I know, just as Brother Samuel was just mentioning some details, and it looked like, it looked like our president was negotiating, and it looked like maybe some progress yesterday, and then today it looks like Iran kind of kicked back, and they decided, no, you gotta take our stands, and we've got these needs here that we are going to require to be fulfilled, and their own terms and everything, and so God only knows, like Brother Samuel just said, how this is all going to turn out. But yes, we are in the end times, and however this is, I know it is fulfilling the Word of God. He has a say in this, and it's beyond what we know at the moment, but oh my, I do believe we are near the end. The Lord is coming soon, and all of this is a part of the end time scenario. Thank God we can put our trust in our Lord and just believe that somehow, oh wow, we don't know what tomorrow may hold, but we're going to trust our God. We're going to believe in Him. We're going to hold to His hand. And yes, let's learn to listen to His voice.
Amen.
I think that is so important to learn to listen to His voice. Because we might miss some important details, that prompting of the Spirit when he talks to us and urges us. And, sometimes I know I've ignored it because, argument deep in my mind and, taking it for what it is. But, oh, my, I want to get better at that. I want to be very, acute here in listening to the voice and the prompting of the Holy Ghost. I always have felt like as the time drew near, that was the thing that was going to help us get through this world and know how to react, where to go, how to think, just what to buy, if we can't even buy, and so on.
Amen.
But by the grace of God, He's going to take us through this period. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let us pray as I begin here tonight. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Oh, God, we do thank you that we know that you are in charge and that the future is in thy hands, oh, Lord. And God, I pray, oh, Lord, oh, God, that you will help us hold to your unchanging hand, to listen to your voice. Oh God, to know your voice very well and to not let the distractions of this world hinder us, God. Oh Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord. We could do nothing without you. I pray, oh God, that you talk to us tonight. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you'd use, oh Lord, this study, Lord, to draw us closer to you. And oh God, help us, oh Lord, to get to that place where, oh Lord, we have grown in thee, Lord. Oh God, we have gained that place in thee that we don't know that we so desperately need to get to. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Oh God, be with you for individual, Lord, and speak to us and help us. Talk to us. Get us ready, Lord. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we do bring it before thee, Lord. Have your way, Lord. I pray that you give me the words, the authority, the ability, the anointing, all in the name of Jesus, by the power of the blood, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Sure, can you adjust that light somehow?
Oh, my. Yeah, let's see how that maybe is. Okay.
There you go.
Okay, thank you. Oh, praise our God. Amen. Oh, thank God it was quite a nice day here, a little warmer. Not too hot, but, pretty nice, You could kind of sneak out there without a coat on. If you're going to be out a while, better put a jacket on, but pretty nice. And thank the Lord for it. I trust when y'all get this way, those of you who are coming, that we'll have some good weather. Praise the Lord, and I'm believing that God is going to bring all of you here without any incidents. Praise the Lord, and Sharon and Leslie in the air right now, probably, oh, you know, just believing that God is with them. Oh, and God is going to keep them and get them here to their destination. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to be opening up the scripture right now. And I thought last night I had a different message that I knew the Lord was giving me, but boy, today he just started giving me some new scriptures. And anyway, by his help and with his strength, I'm going to teach this lesson here tonight. We'll call it, They Knew Not. They Knew Not. Amen. Let's open up here to Luke, the 12th chapter here as we begin. I expect we're going to be quite a bit in the book of Luke here tonight, but let's start here, Luke chapter 12. And yes, to begin here, Luke 12, I'm going to go to the end of this chapter, pretty much. Verse 54, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Luke 12, verse 54. Amen, praise the Lord. Okay, it says, and he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway ye say, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, ye say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass. Ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth. But how is it that ye do not discern this time? Oh my, here he was in the world. God made flesh. Oh yes, the promised one, the Messiah, and here he was. Tells us in John, the first chapter, verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But praise God, verse 12 tells us, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Praise the Lord. And oh yes, as we believe on his name, oh yes, that step, oh, that begins our journey with the Lord. And oh yes, that power from on high, the Holy Ghost, oh, that he brings to indwell in our being. Oh, praise the Lord, that we might become the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. And verse 13 tells us, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And of course, that is talking about our second birth. Oh yes, when we were born again of the water and of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Born of God. Praise the Lord. By his divine will. Praise the Lord. Not by the will of man. Oh yes, not by the will of the flesh. Not of anybody's blood here on this earth. But oh yes, but of the will of God. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, in the blood that he shed. Praise the Lord. Oh yes, to make it possible. And praise the Lord, it tells us, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Praise the Lord. Yes. So thank the Lord. Oh yes, so many, oh yes, didn't understand, did not discern the time when Jesus Christ came into this world. It seems that they should have. He fulfilled all the credentials. Oh, the scripture was so precise. And there it was, the Messiah who came to this earth. And yes, If they knew the word, they should have recognized him. But oh yes, for the most part, they did not get it. They did not receive him. They did not acknowledge him. They did not know him. They did not discern his time, the fullness of the time that had come. Oh yes, when Jesus Christ came into this world. Amen. Amen. And so, yes, they didn't know him. I'm going to travel now to the 17th chapter of the book of Luke here. Luke chapter 17. And here it tells us, I'm going to go to the 20th verse here in this chapter and see how the Lord works in this, with this scripture here, praise the Lord. It tells us here, verse 20, "And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, 'The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within.'" And of course, this was a big point that the Pharisees and so many others did not understand or discern. You know, they were looking for a physical kingdom. And that the Lord Jesus was telling them was not exactly what they wanted to hear, really. You know, because they had it in their head. You know, they had it all figured out. And, you know, they were thinking of a restoration of, you know, the kingdom that Solomon brought forth by the aid of God. And, oh my, they missed the point, didn't they? Because they were looking for something else. And Jesus did tell them. Yes, he told them. It's not going to be, you know, low here or low there. You're not going to see it with your physical eyes. At least not at the time that they were alive. And then he said, "For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we would be born again of the water and of the Spirit. And oh, yes, he would put his Spirit within us. Oh, to change us, to make us what we ought to be. Oh, yes, to make us participants in his wonderful kingdom. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. So he goes on here. "And he said unto the disciples, The days will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. And they shall say to you, See here, or see there. Go not after them, nor follow them." And of course, if we were just to turn to Matthew 24, I'm coming back here to Luke, but Matthew 24 kind of fills in the blank a little bit there. That discourse that Jesus is telling is maybe a little more explained in some ways in Matthew 24, but you know, Jesus told them very precisely as he was talking about his return the second time. Verse 26 in Matthew 24, "Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, Behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not." And I'm so glad he instructed likewise. I'm so glad we have those details. Because in this time period, anything could happen. And oh yes, they could make some big announcement, you know, that oh my, here's, you know, the one that the Jewish people have been waiting for. So they think, oh, and he's in the desert.
Amen.
Or maybe, you know, he appears in the United Nations in the secret chambers. Who knows? But here we are very definitely directed to believe it not. If some should come, some individual should come and make such a declaration, and he should be promoted in such a way. So we are told distinctly, and oh yes, I know that we need to give heed to that detail. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So back here in Luke, the 23rd verse again, and they shall say to you, see here or see there. And you know, Jesus is pretty definite in his statement here, you know, so I believe, you know, this is going to happen. And we are instructed again, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. And oh my, what an amazing, wonderful moment that's going to be when suddenly, you know, the great trump sounds. And oh yes, we have the resurrection of the dead, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. But oh yes, we know it's going to be such a moment that, as it tells us in Revelation, the first chapter in verse 7, that he's going to come with clouds. I heard Brother Samuel explaining, yes, the witnesses that are with him as he comes forth that second time. And yes, it tells us in Revelation 1:7, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. Oh, what a moment. Those that have rejected, those that have ignored, oh, those that, you know, didn't want to understand or even consider that Jesus was the Messiah, that he was the Christ, that he was that prophet, oh, that should come. All at once is going to be a reality. And this time, oh my, there's going to be no way that you can say it is not him. He's coming, oh, in majesty. He's coming in might. He's coming in power. And oh yes, it's going to be so clear that he's not just, you know, a man, but oh yes, we are going to see him as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And oh, there'll be no denials at that moment, as every eye shall see him. And oh yes, those that had rejected him, those that crucified him, all at once that understanding is going to click. And oh yes, you can imagine the cry that comes forth when all at once, oh yes, they get it. This is the one that they rejected. This is the one that they didn't want to claim. Oh yes, this is the one that they ignored. Oh my, I'm so glad that we can bow our knees now. I'm so glad that, oh yes, we can acknowledge him now. Oh yes, praise the Lord. Oh yes, because as it tells us in Philippians, the second chapter, oh yes, there when he comes forth, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Oh, it's just going to be so very clear at that moment. And oh, it's so unlike the way most people imagine as he comes in his majesty and his might and his power with all the authority. Oh, yes, that is given him. Oh, yes, the Almighty One coming in power and in majesty. Oh my, my, coming to judge the world in his righteousness and to gather his people. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So there he is. Just as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Oh my, you know, it's such an amazing way that everyone can see him at once. Praise the Lord. But oh yes, he went on to say here in this discourse, recorded here in Luke 17, verse 25. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. And oh yes, that was, you know, an indicator, and he already had suffered many things, rejection in many ways already as he had walked this earth. But oh yes, in general, it was a rejection of that generation. Amen. And yes, he knew that he would suffer great things there as they would arrest him. And oh yes, then take him to Gethsemane, or take him to the place of a skull there, Golgotha, to crucify him. Yes, many things that he would suffer and be rejected of this generation. But then he gives some indicators in the next verse to help us to know how to identify this time. Praise the Lord. He says in verse 26, "And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all." And do you know, as we read that, we can understand that they were just doing normal things. They were just living their lives out. And, they weren't thinking that that which Noah had prophesied of would indeed come to pass. They were just, in denial over that. But all at once, the reality of the flood came. Oh yes, and all at once there was an understanding as the door of that ark was now shut and there was no way to enter it. Oh my, what a moment that must have been when those unbelievers, those mockers, those scoffers, those that had denied the reality that Noah was proclaiming, all at once they see he isn't such a crazy old man after all. But that which he had declared was coming to pass. And the water began to fall from the clouds, something that had never happened on the earth at that point. Oh yes, there was always dew in the morning and it had not rained, but all at once, oh yes, the waters began to fall. And yes, they continued until, yes, they became so high that they were all drowned. Every last one of them, all that was not on the ark. And then, oh yes, we're given another indicator in verse 28. "Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built." And again, just normal activities, not at all aware that, God was going to judge their wickedness and soon they would be no more. But it tells us in verse 29, "But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all." Oh yes, they did not discern. Oh yes, they didn't want to believe, that they needed to get right with God. And, oh my, repent and all those things that were absolutely essential. But oh yes, they were very much living their normal lives and just doing the things they wanted to do. If we look in Matthew 24 again, we will see how it's expressed here by Matthew. It tells us in verse 37 here, Matthew 24, "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And verse 39, oh yes, I got my title for this message from this verse. And knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Oh yes, it tells us very clearly. Oh yes, most of the world is going to be in denial. Oh yes, most of them are not going to be expecting Jesus Christ to return again to this world. They're not going to know, just as those that lived in the days of Noah were not aware. Oh yes, that flood was going to come and take them away. It was going to destroy them. Oh yes. Of course, the same in the day of Lot. Oh yes. Those people, yes, that were eating, that were drinking, that were buying, that were selling, that were planting, that were building, you know, just everyday things. And you know, just as wicked as ever in their case, because oh yes, when you look into the book of Genesis, we realize they were nasty, nasty people. This also is very true in the day of Noah. Oh yes, the wickedness was so great that God looked on the earth and oh yes, he was sorry that he had made man. He was ready to destroy them. Oh yes, because the violence and all the evil, oh yes, it was so terrible and disgusting and abominable in the eyes of God. He was ashamed of his creation, I would say. Oh yes, he contemplated destroying them all, but praise the Lord, there was one man, Noah, who found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Amen.
And Noah was spared. Oh yes, his wife, his sons, and their wives too. Praise the Lord. So that there were eight that were spared, and all the animals that came to the ark. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
That God brought to the ark. Oh, praise the Lord. But they didn't know. They didn't perceive. They were out of it. They weren't ready to acknowledge, Noah was building something that was relevant, that was needful, that was capable of saving their lives from the destruction that God was going to bring forth. And oh yes, God was angry. You know, he was upset with the people. And you know, when he comes again to judge this world in his righteousness, oh yes, there are many potent scriptures that describe his anger as he comes forth. God is not pleased with the evil of this world. You know, it does not, appease him at all. Oh, when he sees man and women doing the abominable acts that they are doing and living the lifestyles that they are doing, ignoring his word and, oh, yes, living lives that are totally, contrary to the way of God. Amen. And oh yes, the prophets cried out. They cried out. If we turn to Isaiah, the first chapter, we're going to hear a little bit of Isaiah's cry. Oh yes, in his day too, there were some nasty things going on. Oh yes, the people that God had set aside to be his own were not doing so well. Oh yes, let's look at this. Isaiah chapter 1 here. Oh, praise the Lord. It tells us here, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah. And then, he's giving his cry, and he's calling on the heavens, he's calling on the earth. He says, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I have nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and the ass his master's crib. But Israel doth not know, my people doth not consider. Oh yes, they had ignored his ways. Oh yes, his commandments, his laws. And oh yes, you know, here it was so ironic. You know, an ox is gonna know his owner. He's gonna have enough sense to know, you know, to obey the owner and you know, to do that which is appropriate. And the ass or the donkey, he's gonna know where, you know, his master's crib is, you know, the place of, that would be his stable. He's gonna know. But here, Israel, oh yes, who had been called to serve God and to be his special treasure, they didn't know. But Israel doth not know. My people doth not consider. And he goes on to say, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors. They have forsaken the Lord. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel unto anger. They are gone away backward. And then he says, why should ye be stricken any more? He will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. You know, that's how God saw them. And oh my, despite, you know, of his rebuke and his chastisements, you know, they were ignoring it all. They weren't giving heed. They weren't listening to the prophets. They disregarded his word. He says, from the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it. But wounds and bruises and petrifying sores, they have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Oh, just running sores. Oh, yes, that had not closed up and stinking, putrefying. Oh, my, you know, not good, but that's how God looked at them. He says, your country is desolate. Your cities are burned with fire. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate, as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. And then he says in verse 9, except the Lord of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been as Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. Oh my, that's how God saw them. And this is Isaiah's cry as he began this chapter, this book. Oh my, oh yes. That should have been heeded. It should have been listened to. And oh yes, we find that Jeremiah had a cry too. Seems like that whole book of Jeremiah is a cry in so many ways. But let's look at chapter 5 here for a little bit here. Oh, Jeremiah's cry. Yes, going to the 5th chapter of Jeremiah. And I'm going down to verse 20 here in the 5th chapter of Jeremiah. And this is what he is declaring. Oh yes, as the Lord is instructing, declare this in the house of Jacob and publish it in Judah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, saith the Lord? Will ye not tremble at my presence? Which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by a perpetual decree that it cannot pass it. And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet can they not pass over it. And it is amazing, you know, there's the sea out there, and at times it's boisterous, and yet, you know, the waves know the boundary, you know, and they stop at the boundary, and they don't go past it. Oh, yes, because God has declared it, and he set the bounds. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And yes, that is enough of a witness that we should tremble at God's presence and fear him. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But he goes on, verse 23. But this people hath a revolting and rebellious heart. They are revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear the Lord our God, that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserveth unto us the appointed weeks of the harvest. Oh, the goodness of the Lord, oh yes, that sends the rain so that the crops will grow. Praise the Lord, the early and the latter rain. Praise the Lord, and oh yes, all just, oh yes, for the benefit of his people. But yet, oh, the people forget. They forget the Creator, and they don't fear him. Oh, God is saying in verse 25, your iniquities have turned away these things, and your sins have withholden good things from you. Oh, God has no pleasure in sin. Oh, yes, he does not reward sin. Oh, yes, oh, those iniquities, they had turned all the good things away from God. Oh, yes. Those sins, yes. Oh, yes, it should have been clear to them. But oh my, instead they kept sinning. Oh, yes, their iniquities kept on mounting up. And he said, for among my people are found wicked men. They lay wait as he that set a snares. They set a trap, they catch men. As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich. Oh, the devious individuals that have become rich, oh yes, by their deceitful ways, by taking advantage of people. Oh, yes, and oh, plunging ahead to do their thing regardless of the needs of others. So pathetic, so uncaring. Oh, my soul, lacking in mercy, full of deceit, dishonest. Oh, yes, and oh, yes, pulling everything they can, oh, just to bring out riches for themselves. So they can become great and wax rich. Oh, it says they are waxen fat. They shine, yea. They overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Oh, yes. Oh, they must think, you know, that they can pass over the deeds of the wicked. After all, they're probably in the same club. Oh, yeah, maybe they're all Masons, yeah. So, you know, you got to look out for a so-called brother, huh? Oh, it doesn't matter, you know, that they're trampling over the poor and the needy, the fatherless, the widow, and everyone else that needs help. Oh, my, no, you know, all they care about is their own profit, their own gain. Oh, yes, so there they are. They overpass or pass over the deeds of the wicked, you know. Just, you know, they don't judge them properly, you know. Oh, wow, well, you know, maybe a little fine or something, a little slap on the hand or whatever. After all, you know, oh, we're in the same lodge together, huh? Oh, so, yes, they judge not the cause of the fatherless. Yet they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not judge. Oh, no righteous judgment. God is not pleased. Oh, you know, that pains God when there's no proper judgment. And they're trampling over those in need and despising them and rejecting them. Oh, yes, and oh, not helping them in any way. And God went on to say, shall I not visit for these things? Yes, he's watching, he's looking, he knows it all. You know, he knows when it's a just judgment. And when, oh my, they've, you know, fudged it up, you know, to make it look different than the reality, or brought in false witnesses to, you know, make people that should not be let off, to be let off. Oh my, God knows it all. He says, shall I not visit for these things, saith the Lord? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? You know, God, oh, sees it all. And oh, yes, oh, he sees the causes that, oh, they take advantage of. And oh, the people that, oh, they don't respect and run over. And oh, all the deceit and oh, my, all the other things that they do in order to gain the advantage. Goes on to tell us, verse 30, a wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. And when it says wonderful, it's telling us this is something to wonder at. Something to wonder at, not the same connotation that we give the word usually. A wonderful and horrible thing is committed in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests bear rule by their means, and my people love to have it so. And what will you do in the end thereof? Oh my, isn't that pathetic? Oh, people going along with the misjudgments, all the deceit, all the deceitful ways, all the deviousness, oh, of these judges and of these people in power. Oh yes, but yet, seems like they're all in the same boat. Here you got the prophets, and oh, they're not fearing God. Oh, they prophesy falsely. And the priests, they're going along with it too. Oh yes, they bear rule by their means, you know, is, you know, taking advantage of the people and, you know, ignoring that which is lawful and right and good in the eyes of God. And the people love it. Oh my. Jesus said how the people love light rather than darkness because their deeds are evil. And so it is. People like to cover up things, you know, thinking that God is going to, you know, not notice or not, you know, see it. But oh my, that is certainly not the case. And oh yes, when the end comes forth, the judgment seat comes forth, oh my, then everything is going to be judged by God's ways, his, oh, his righteous judgment, oh my. Yeah. No longer will these evil, wicked people gain the advantage and be able to trample on the others, oh my. Yeah. Amen, 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 oh yes. Oh, the people. Oh, there was quite a cry. Oh, yes. It tells us in the 6th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 8. Oh, he's crying, be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, they shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as the grape gatherers into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. There it is again, ears that cannot hear, eyes that cannot see. Oh, their ear is considered uncircumcised. Oh, they have hard hearts and oh yes, they're not willing to take the warnings. Oh, they cannot hearken, it tells us here. It says, behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. No, you know, I see, oh, just such a likeness in this world that we live in today. You know, people, he liked to choose and pick, you know, and they have all these versions of the Bible, and you know, oh my, I'll just, you know, sort through one and find one that suits my fancy, you know, suits my interpretation. And I think that's how it was in old Israel too. Oh my, but God has limits. He says here in verse 11, "Therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord." Oh, yes, at this point, there's not going to be mercy. "For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely." Oh my, you know, there's no balance scale. There's no truth, you know. Everything is off, you know. So, you know, what holds down the line, you know? You know, what foundation do you have when nobody is holding to that which is right and good? It says beyond that, "They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. And were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, doing their evil deeds and not, you know, not concerned, not worried, not ashamed. And neither could they blush." Oh, they were so used to those evil ways that they could not even blush. It seemed like, you know, it didn't even faze them anymore. "Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord." Oh, yes, amen. But he does, give a way here that they could have been spared here, verse 16. "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." But oh my, did they heed? Did they listen? Oh my, to go back to the ways that are good. Oh, that were, is established by God Almighty. The old path wherein is the good way, and walk therein. And yes, he promised rest. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, yes, it comes down even to the rest of the Holy Ghost that God gives for his people so our souls can be restored. But oh my, did these people listen to this hope? Oh, to this message? But they said, "We will not walk therein." And verse 17 tells us, "Also I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet." But oh my, what did they say? They said, "We will not walk." "We will not hearken. We will not hearken." Oh my, it's time to listen. It's time to give heed. Oh yes, the day is late, and if we ever needed to listen, it is right now. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh my, we need to hearken. We need to give heed. We better get right now. We better do the things that we need to do now. Tells us in Luke, the 19th chapter. Here is Jesus, and here it was after he had come to the city of Jerusalem there. And they had at that point waved their branches and cried, "Hosanna." And some had urged him that he would rebuke his disciples and tell them to be quiet. Pharisees, of course, with this demand. And he had told them, "I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out." But after this, it tells us in verse 41, And when he was come near, beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thine eyes. For the days shall come upon thee, that thine enemy shall cast a trench about thee, and compass thee round, and keep thee in on every side, and shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another, because thou knewest not the time of thy visitation. Oh, yes, the judgment that would come forth. Oh, yes, it came forth in 70 AD. Oh, yes, so when the Romans entered into that city and took it over. Oh, yes. Oh, did their evil. Oh, yes. Oh, destroying everything they could, including the temple, which they took apart stone by stone. Oh, yes. It didn't have to be that way. They could have acknowledged Jesus as the Messiah. Oh, as the King of Kings, as the Lord of Lords. Oh, yes, he could have been so different, but they didn't know the time of their visitation. Oh, they ignored it. Oh, yes, they didn't let it dawn in their hearts, oh my, that the Messiah had come, the Savior, the one who was to save them from their sins. Oh, who was bringing in his kingdom, a kingdom that would be within their hearts, amen. But oh yes, hear that prophetic utterance that Jesus said, knowing full well that it would happen. Oh yes, that Jerusalem, oh yes, would be taken over. The enemy would cast that trench round about and circle that whole city and keep them in so they couldn't get out. And oh yes, take it down, lay it even with the ground. Even their children within, as well as the adults. Oh my, in that temple taken down. Oh yes, so not even one stone was upon another. Oh my, because they knew not the time of their visitation. The time when the Savior came into the world. They didn't know it. They didn't recognize it. How very pathetic, how very sad. Oh my, let's go to Luke 21 right now. Luke 21, and here Jesus is giving more, oh yes, more advice, more warning that we all need to heed to. Amen. Luke chapter 21, and he tells us, going to verse 25, And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth, distress of nation, with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, and perplexity meaning confusion and uncertainty. Sure seems to me that we're seeing such even right now. There's great distress of nations, and with perplexity, great confusions. Oh my, not knowing what's going to happen. Oh yes, from one moment to the next. It tells us men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Oh yes, a lot of shakiness as this world begins, come into its final period, I would say. And then all at once, as all is fulfilled and completed, it tells us in verse 27, And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory, perhaps in the very greatest, darkest hour. There it is, all at once. King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ coming, the Son of Man, coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Oh, coming with his people, gathering his people, but coming also to judge this world in righteousness, his righteousness. Oh, yes, in his ways. Amen. Amen. Oh, yes, and with anger and with wrath, because that cup has come to the full. Oh, the sins of this world, oh, yes, have come to the full, so that, oh, yes, oh, no more. Fill that cup. It's running over. It's over. It's complete. Oh, yes, the end has come upon this world. And there he comes. Oh, yes, the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Oh, yes, one of these days, that's the great hope of the church. But, oh, yes, so many ignore it and disbelieve it. Oh my, so many are not expecting it. So many people would want to put it off, you know, another 100 years, or oh my, even add 1,000 to it, or maybe never, in so many people's thinking. But it will happen. It will happen. And it tells us, and when these things, all these signs of his coming begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Oh, we see all these things. We see AI forming. We see, oh my, the nations drawing together and all the complications. Oh, as things are in the state that we now are witnessing. But it tells us our Lord is coming back. In our redemption draweth nigh. Oh my, it is time to give heed. It is time to get right. It's time to get ready. And he spake to them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. When they now shoot forth, you see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. Oh yes, we watch for it. Oh my, I saw some robins the other day. Oh yeah. Brother Tim and I, and you know, pretty soon, you know, we'll maybe see, you know, some budding in the trees. Maybe the tulips will start popping up and daffodils, and all at once, you know, well, we can just figure that summer is nigh at hand. But oh yes, there are these signs in the heavens and in the earth that tell us that Jesus Christ is coming soon, that the days of this earth are limited. Oh yes, the time of the end is at hand. And oh yes, we need to give notice to that. Oh yes, we need to recognize it, don't we? Oh yes, we need to then look up and lift up our heads and realize our redemption draweth nigh. It's at hand. He's coming. Oh, pretty soon that trumpet is going to sound. Amen. No, yes, the sin of this world will all be destroyed. Oh yes, the curse that has devoured the earth. Oh yes, oh, will be taken down. Amen. 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 So he said, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Oh yes, just as every credential, oh, everything that was written in the Word of God came to pass before Jesus came to this earth the first time. Oh yes, you know, all of the details, line upon line, you know, just as they had been written, oh, they all came to pass and were fulfilled. And so it is, oh yes, all the Word that has, oh, described, oh, and indicated the second return of our God, oh, our Savior Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, oh, they will all be fulfilled. It tells us heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And then, oh, yes, the warning here given by Jesus Christ himself. He said, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. Oh, we can get so busy, we can get so involved in the affairs of this world that we just stop thinking about our Lord's return. Oh my, we don't want to become so overcharged. That means overburdened and so, filled with so much, overload of thoughts and cares and trouble, in excess that, we no longer are taking heed to the coming of the Lord. And he says surfeiting, which does definitely indicate an excess of, overindulgence in this world, and, excesses of food and partying and all those kind of things, entertainment, which is, pretty characteristic of these times, I would say.
Amen.
And then he says, and drunkenness. Oh, yes, people get drunk sometimes to forget their troubles. But, oh, my, you're not going to be very discerning if you're drunk, are you? Oh, my, no, the scripture does not advise us to get drunk. Oh, my, in fact, it tells us not to, of course. But, oh, yes, we are to give heed to ourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged, overburdened with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares without our discernment. Oh my, we wouldn't want to be like the people in Noah's day, would we, that knew not? Oh, when Noah and his family was in the ark and all the animals, and yet, the people were not observing, not taking warning. So that day came upon them unawares, like the time of Lot. No, yes, when God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, and they weren't expecting it. Oh, they were just going about their usual normality and their normal wickedness, and oh my, not regarding that there was a God in heaven, and one day he just might say, enough. And so it is. Our God is looking in on the affairs of this world. Yes, and he has a day in which he is going to judge this world in righteousness. Oh, and he is going to return. And oh, yes, when he is going to punish those that have disregarded his ways and his word. And, oh my, mocked and ridiculed. And, had no fear in regard to God. It's told us in verse 35, for as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. In other words, as a trap. Oh my, it's going to catch people in the trap. Oh yes, because they're not watching, they're not looking, they're not regarding, they're not expecting. They're just doing their own things, and oh my, not realizing and expecting the Lord to come back. But oh yes, it needs to be better. It needs to be different with his church. Amen. We are told in verse 36, watch ye therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Oh, we're either going to stand or fall. They are at that judgment seat when we stand before him. And oh yes, how we don't want to be taken unawares. Oh my, we don't want to be like them that knew not. Oh, we have been giving so many warnings in God's word. Oh, it's all over the place. Oh, Old and New Testament. And here we are told, For as a snare shall it come on them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Oh yes, oh yes. We're given, oh yes, a remedy here. A way to escape that snare. It's told us, watch ye therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. All these things that are in the making, oh yes. The mark of the beast. And all the other things that, oh my, may be reserved for this time. That, oh my, that people, oh yes, disregard and don't consider. The snares, the traps, the disillusion, oh yes. All the deception, all the propaganda, all the things that man, you know, tries to bring forth. And, you know, we're seeing enough of it already. We already have found out in many ways that AI lies. You know, you don't know truth from lies with AI, you know, if they're fabricating a story or if they're really telling something that's true. Talk about deception. Oh my, I can see why the Word of God emphasizes deception as being, oh yes, a characteristic of these end times. And how we need to give heed, oh yes, so that we can escape the snare, the trap, oh, the infiltration of the evil ones, oh yes, the delusion and all the deception, oh yes. We want to give heed. We want to be watching. We want to be looking. Oh, yes, as I begin to close here, Luke, the 12th chapter again, just verse here as we close here tonight.
What was that, Shirley?
Luke chapter 12. Okay. Here it is. Jesus said, "Be ye therefore ready also. For the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not." And oh yes, that need, oh yes, to be watching whether he comes in the first watch, in the second watch, in the third watch. Oh my, no, he's looking for his servants, oh, that are watching, that are ready. Oh yes, that are living lives that are right in his sight. So that when he comes and knocks, so to speak, that we can open up the door immediately. We don't have to scoot around and try to make ready. Oh yes, because that hour has come and we haven't prepared. Oh my, we don't want to be ashamed at that moment when he comes. And oh yes, we want to be like the good man of the house that knew the hour that the thief was coming and watched and did not allow his house to be broken through. And indeed, one would not know the hour that a thief would come. But we want to live in such a way that we would always be ready, particularly here for Jesus Christ, for his return, for his coming. Oh, yes. Oh yes, that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Praise the Lord, the one that's coming at such an hour when they think not, when they're not prepared, when they're not expecting, but oh yes, as his children, oh we have that hope. Oh yes, we must watch and pray always that we may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, we don't know the day of his hour, the day or the hour of his coming, but we know he is coming, and we've been given all these warnings to know that we best prepare. Praise the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I pray that you'd help us, Lord. I pray, oh God, that you'd prompt us. Oh God, that you'd keep us watching and waiting. And oh God, that we wouldn't become so busy with the affairs of life. Oh God, that we would forget. And oh God, that we'd become careless. Oh my, that oh God, we'd become like others who don't regard the day, Lord. But help us, Lord. Talk to us, Jesus. Help us, oh Lord, to be mindful. Oh God, help us to hear thy still small voice that speaks to our souls and tells us, oh Lord, that you are coming and that we need to be ready, oh Jesus, so that we know the day of thy coming that our hearts are ready. Oh, thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. In closing, we are going to open our hymnals to number 327, Melodies of Praise Hymnals 327, There's a Great Day Coming.
Judgment Day. Are you
God bless you all. Be safe. Have a wonderful night. Praise God.
Thank you.